Headline: Changpeng Zhao accused of boosting fraudsters on X. Published at 7:57 p.m. October 20th, 2025. Former Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao has interacted with or followed at least four sketchy crypto accounts on X, one of which faked the sum they received from Binance as part of its $400 million recovery plan. Zhao was caught reposting an engagement farming post by @CryptoBullMaker that misleadingly claimed Binance had paid them $30,000. It thanked Binance and Zhao for the funds and said, "Still, people will FUD," an acronym for fear, uncertainty, and doubt that Zhao often references when faced with criticism. Binance created the recovery fund to help users affected by October's $600 billion crypto crash. The exchange promised to pay some users a maximum of $6,000, five times less than the amount CryptoBullMaker was claiming. The original engagement post read more, "Binance listing fee drama goes nuclear." As such, the post was flagged by X's community note system, which pointed out the discrepancy between the account's claimed refund and Binance's policy. The former Binance head was also caught by crypto sleuth Zach XBT, following a crypto scammer who has reportedly changed their name at least 31 times. The scammer account later blocked Zach XBT, and Zhao thanked the researcher for the heads up. A total lack of honor. The fake Binance funding post peeved CEO of peer-to-peer crypto trading platform NoOne's, Ray Youssef, who claimed that there's a total lack of honor from Zhao and Binance. "I gave him my ATI built with BTC team for 6 months. His team lead them in circle and did not donate a single Satoshi. I was disgusted," said Youssef. Before NoOne's, Youssef was the CEO of Paxful and supported the Built with Bitcoin Foundation, an initiative that donated funds to help build schools. He claims that Zhao approached Paxful with a deal that would see it become an on-ramp for Binance. Youssef criticized Binance in May for its alleged lack of charity work in Africa. Read more: Binance is using charity to launder its reputation. He believed Zhao wanted to buy Paxful and thought that since he is super rich, he would be able to spare a few million to help build some schools. He said, "I had already built 12, and I wanted us to build 100 together." However, after learning he didn't donate a single Satoshi, he said, "I refused his offer to buy Paxful and canceled the deal." Zhao is bigging up the worst people in crypto. Zhao has also been called out by crypto investigator Defective for amplifying some of the worst people in crypto. He inadvertently helped a known grifter pump the price of a memecoin that they'd bought minutes earlier. All it took was asking on X if the token was real, and the price went skyward. Read more: Hyperliquid versus Binance drama unfolds in real time. The crypto trader was flagged by Zach XBT as having a history of grifting and was exposed for being behind a rug pull in 2023. Zhao was also called out for engaging with another account that repeatedly shills 80,000 MCAP scams every day. This crypto user, who screenshotted Zhao's approval, noted, "IDK if CZ even knows about it, but these scammers use followed by @CZ_Binance accounts to launch memecoins and rug PPL. This recording is AI generated." Get more crypto news at protos.com.